Classic Business Sustainability.
Invest in South Africa's future through the Youth Employment Service. Visit them at www.yesforyouth.co.za. And it's time for our concluding feature on the Youth Employment Service. And so far, we've heard some incredible stories from Yes implementation partners who are working in townships to help create pathways for the country's youth into formal work experience opportunities. And one of the hurdles that have contributed to a delay in the uptake of Yes among some private companies has been the wait for the new Youth Employment Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Regulations, and they were gazetted towards the back end of last year, and it certainly has triggered a wave of interest since then. I'm joined now by Thulani Hlabangana, who's the Group Executive Director for HR and Learning at BE advisory firm Cigna. Evening, Thulani.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're most welcome. Now, Cigna Advisors was one of the first ever BBBE advisory firms that was established even before empowerment was written into South African law. What sort of impact has the YES program had on companies inquiring about their ability to double up in terms of levels so far?
That's a great question. Yes, we have been around for a while, since 2004, as the exchange, we rebranded. We've seen the journey with transformation. We position ourselves in the market as a company that assists companies. We assist companies who do the magic in terms of empowerment, so we advise them. And we've seen the uptake and the introduction of YES last year. I mean, we've straight away started engaging with the DTI and the YES NPC once it was put in place. In how do we help? You know, we have our power of one story, which says we need to impact at this one person at a time, and so we change the nation. And we see that our clients were hungry for information. They were daunted by another regulation. And we said, don't worry, we will step in and assist you, because we've unpacked the codes. We've looked at what the requirements are, and this is our game. We've been doing this with learnership, impacting the youth through learnership. We understand what the principle of this is. It aligns with our philosophy of power of one. And so we've been assisting our clients and anyone who asks for help through the YES NPC when we collaborate, to say, yeah, we're here to help you and guide you through this. So it's really about how to make sure that implementation is impactful. It impacts the youth themselves, and also relieve the burden from the clients of the, you know, all the necessary admin to make sure that everything is authentic and that the youth get real work experience.
And it is necessary, because we don't want any gaming of the system and that sort of thing. So that is, unfortunately, why we do have some red tape when it comes to this. How should companies be going about approaching this from a BEE scorecard perspective to ensure that they can leapfrog two levels, as you can, by using the YES program effectively?
So initially, you know, at face value, it's about, yes, how do I do a two-level up, or even just the one-level up if I meet my target? But what we do through the Power of One and YES principles is that we're talking about the investment in the youth. So we talk about it in terms of the difference you can make to the youth, and how, you know, if you give somebody in the situation of unemployment 12 months, work experience, how that increases their ability three times to get a permanent job. So it's actually an investment in our youth, and we see this as you know, something that affects businesses' interest to do so, because all we want is more customers at the end of the day, and the more people we get into jobs, the more customers there are out there in the world.
Can you just touch on some of the comments that you made last week on how you've actually integrated the Youth Employment Service, and how you're already seeing competition for youth initially placed through YES?
It's a wonderful story. You know, we had some clients who took the leap of faith and said, okay, Cigna, help us with this. I mean, we started with them straight after the final gazette on this, and the practice must get released after. And we signed them on, and we assisted them with the registration and everything, and now we're driving their implementation and making sure that it's happening properly and it's documented. They've looked at the youth that we have. Either we've made, we've facilitated hosting by other companies where the sponsors themselves cannot host, or within their own organization if they're also hosting. We're looking at the reporting we give them, the feedback we give them, the analysis we're making around what's going on actually on the ground. Are they getting work experience? Are they adding value? We see that the youth are adding value. And the question now is, how do we retain them? Because, you know, we've been speaking to the DTR. There is the letter of the practice notes that says, you know, after 12 months, do you absorb them? You can only absorb them after 12 months. So we're clarifying all of that because the clients we're working with and the sponsors and the mentors that are dealing with the youth, they're saying, how can we hang on to these people? So it's already so positive. We want to retain them and you know, they're saying we don't want to lose them out to someone else. We've invested the time in them. We're seeing some real gems and stars coming out of them.
Now, can, on that note, can youth be absorbed prior to the completion of a 12-month employment term?
Well, we are engaging with the DTI and the NPC. So the answer, they're updating their FAQs right now just to clarify that even further. But the intent definitely is agreed across the board that the intent is to absorb them. So just if the letter is not, or the practice note is not very clear, that's all we're working on. But we are encouraging early absorption, just like we are encouraging early adoption, that people should implement yes, but the spirit of it is to get youth into jobs, and that's what our Power of One is about. So we've been driving that to say,
absolutely,
the sooner you do it, the better.
Absolutely. So that's got to be the spirit, Tulani. And, you know, you speak to any of the implementation partners and the policymakers from the DTI, all the way through to the president, it is about getting youth employed and getting them absorbed into the economy. It's a critical challenge in South Africa, youth unemployment and employability. Now, how would you advise businesses best respond to the challenge while also keeping an eye on the bottom line at a time when the economy is certainly not firing on even half a cylinder?
Well, Michael, that's, you know, like I said, this is a very interesting thing, that if you go into this as I'm just doing this for my BEE scorecard, well, yes, you would achieve the BEE scorecard, but if we look at it as an investment, as a real change, you're making a difference to the youth, but you're also making a difference to the South African economy, because the more youth you impact in this manner, the more you create customers out there, because you've got people earning, more people, you know, increasing that buying power in the market. And companies will benefit from that, because the more customers they are out there with able to buy goods and services, the better it is for companies. But that said, there's also a direct, while you're implementing, yes, you know, the youth, each youth as per Gazette has to be paid 3,500 rand for the stipend. But that's just the gazetted. You can always top up. But the incentives that the government has put across, I can name one, for example, the ETI, the Employment Tax Incentive. Mm. I mean, there already business can see that although it appears I'm spending money on the youth, I actually can claim part of it. And if I'm clever to, you know, other ways of doing business, I can actually, you know, in terms of ROI, see that return coming to me. So the approach would be really invest time in mentorship and coaching, really enabling these candidates, so that when these youth come out of the 12 months, they are doing real jobs, they're adding value, and when they've added that value, surely the business benefits.
Tulani, that is the bottom line at the end of the day. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, and keep up the great work in helping contribute to solving this national challenge of youth unemployment.
Our pleasure. We love what we do. Thank you so much.
That was Tulani Hlabangana, Group Executive Director of HR and Learning at BE advisory firm Cigna, with this week's sustainability feature in partnership with Yes for Youth. You can improve your BBEE scorecard through the Youth Employment Service. Just visit them at yesforyouth.co.za.